It's time for your North Iowa News on 95.1 The Bull for Wednesday, July 24th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. Charles City will be joining the North Central Conference after all. The decision comes following a mediation process facilitated by the Iowa Department of Education, Iowa High School Athletic Association, and Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union. A transition plan was then developed by the Executive Board of the NCC to integrate Charles City into the conference, starting with the 2025-26 school year. The Comets will be non-voting members for the 2025 and 26-27 school years. However, Charles City will participate in conference events and activities to the greatest extent possible. They will be eligible for conference championships for activities and sports in which they are full participants. Starting with the 2027-28 school year, Charles City will be a full voting member of the NCC and play a full conference schedule in all conference sports. Charles City sought a new conference affiliation with their current league, the Northeast Iowa Conference, set to dissolve after this school year. Waverly Shellrock, now formerly an NAIC member, as well as Decorah, also need new conferences. Both schools entered mediation themselves last week, with WSR looking to join the WAMAC Conference and Decorah seeking membership in the Upper Iowa Conference. No ruling has been made on their individual mediations. This school year will also be the last in the NAIC for New Hampton, Waukon, and Cresco Crestwood, with all three departing to join the UIC starting with the 25-26 school year. Future funding of primary ambulance service in Floyd County, as well as what that service might be like down the road, were discussed during a special meeting yesterday morning of the Floyd County Medical Center Board of Trustees. The City of Charles City and the county jointly contract with AMR Ambulance, but also subsidize their operating costs, paying the private provider about $427,000 this fiscal year, with an increase next year to $440,000. Earlier this year, FCMC agreed to contribute over $100,000 a year to help with that payment. Whether FCMC would continue after that is uncertain, with trustee Amanda McCarty expressing concerns over the uncertainty of future costs.
So from a business standpoint, to go into something without knowing what they're going to charge, when we went from 200 and some thousand to 400 and some thousand without any documents of how we got there, I can't support that.
Floyd County Supervisors Chair Mark Kuhn lobbied trustees that FCMC has a vested interest in financially supporting the AMR ambulance service.
Remember, you're a business. What were you going to do if you don't have an ambulance to transport people who are in emergency situations to this hospital to receive care? I think that's a question you ought to answer.
Trustee Viva Borschel countered that FCMC originally agreed to help with the subsidy payment, but only as a short-term solution for ambulance service.
This was based on we were helping get through so that we could start our own community ambulance service, which is what we need, instead of allowing AMR to continue to raise rates, and we have no control over that.
Kuhn said FCMC, Charles City, and the county should be splitting the expense by one-third each.
I hope we all look at this collectively as we, the citizens of Floyd County, and we, the trustees of the Floyd County Medical Center, and we, the Board of Supervisors, who are trying to put together a proposal to continue to fund and keep AMR services here. That's the we. I really don't like to talk about the divisiveness of this.
However, the meeting ended abruptly after Kuhn speculated where the possibility of an EMS trust fund to generate $450,000 a year for 5 years came from.
The Ambulance Commission thoroughly discussed a proposal, came from someone, that maybe it was one of those private meetings you had in this room with others. I don't know.
Gosh,
I'll move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
In the end, no action was taken on the matter by the Board of Trustees. Chickasaw County EMS is ready to show off its New Hampton headquarters. Their building on Prospect Street has been home to the department's two New Hampton-based ambulances since last summer. However, the EMS had to rent space off-site to house crew members who were on call. Now, everything is under one roof after the building was remodeled to include office space and residential quarters for those crew members. Bridget Edson with the EMS says their new home is a welcome change.
It's just really big for our staff to be able to have a place that we can train at, that we can work together, that we can just really have a home base. Before, we were kind of spread out, but now by having one place that we can get together, communicate, learn, grow, I think that's been really big for us.
The remodeled facilities will be showcased today with a ribbon cutting at 4 p.m. and an open house from 4 to 7 p.m., including a free will donation, with proceeds going towards station updates and equipment upgrades. Edson says the festivities represent a culmination of the creation of the county-run ambulance service.
So the Ambulance Council decided to form Chickasaw County EMS exactly 2 years ago now, and we've been in business a year and a half, and it's been absolutely amazing. We've had fantastic support from so many people, and this has grown way larger than we thought it would be. We have 38 staff, and we're just really proud of what's come about with this project and serving our community through emergency medicine.
Edson says having crew members stationed with the ambulances has led to improved response times, going from being out the door for calls from about 8 minutes down to 2 minutes. A Northeast Iowa man has been accused of breaking into a home and assaulting a 17-year-old male. According to the criminal complaint, 33-year-old Christopher Gratz of Sumner allegedly entered a residence in the 400 block of North Broadway in New Hampton shortly before 2 a.m. Monday morning. Witness and victim accounts claim that Gratz ran into the house uninvited with the intent to cause serious injury to a male victim inside. Gratz is accused of grabbing the victim by the throat, pinning him against the wall, punching him several times in the head, dropping him to the floor, as well as pushing his head into the wall, creating a hole in the wall. New Hampton police say the victim was treated at Mercy One New Hampton Medical Center for a bloody nose, required stitches inside his right ear, and had bruising on both sides of his neck. A warrant was issued for the arrest of Gratz on a charge of first-degree burglary, a Class B felony. He was taken into custody yesterday morning by the Fayette County Sheriff's Office after he was reported to be staying at a residence in Hawkeye. He was then turned over to the Chickasaw County Sheriff's Office. Gratz was being held on bail set at $25,000 cash or a 10% surety bond and is slated for a preliminary hearing August 12th in Chickasaw County District Court. More North Iowa news on the way on 95.1 The Bull.